That stuff that lifts you up. Hello, little brother. Can I talk to you?
No.
How would it be no?
I'm busy, can't you see? I'm packing.
I see. But where do you think you're going a few days before the oral exam?
None of your business.
Yes, that's my business. I'm your brother. Stop throwing stuff in your suitcase in bulk. You'll look like a bum if you put that stuff on all wrinkled.
What the fuck do you care about what I look like?
Sit down for a moment, please.
Don't give me orders. I'm an adult and I do what I want, even being a bum if I feel like it. I'm also leading so that I no longer have anyone to decide what I should or shouldn't be.
Okay, I'll ask you again, please. Sit down.
I sit on the bed. 10 minutes, no more.
I'll grab a chair, okay? Try to calm down. You're too agitated. Your hands are shaking and your pupils are dilated. You look like a rabid cat.
What do you want?
What's wrong with you, little brother? It seems to me that your nerves are shot. You look like someone who hasn't slept in a week. You move jerkily like a puppet, and you don't talk to anyone anymore.
Who the fuck should I talk to? You all have other things on your mind. Your fucking wedding, preparations for the reception, and plans for the new house. Nobody cares about my exam.
Sorry, you're right. I've neglected you lately. But you have to understand that it all came upon me suddenly. I didn't think I would have to get married so soon.
And instead it's up to you. How unfortunate, huh?
Antonia is so strange lately.
There's nothing strange, she's just in the mood for marriage. A bitch in heat, that's all.
Strange way to put it, don't you think? Not very polite of you.
Who cares about politeness?
However, no, it's not that. There's something I don't understand, something I'm missing about her.
Don't ask me to help you understand it. That's your business, brother. Yours and of that goose who marries you.
Sorry, but goose, why?
What should I call someone who squawks around the house babbling about guests and wedding favors? I mean, the fucking wedding favors.
I understand that these things seem ridiculous to you. They seem so to me too. You know what I care about wedding favors, with my accountant mentality. Luckily, Mum and Antonia are taking care of it. But you have to understand her, poor thing. It's the first time she's getting married, and I hope also the last.
Poor thing? I mean, she marries you and she's a poor thing? However, yes, from a mental point of view she is a poor thing. She's unrecognizable. If I think that she once explained Plato to me, now she's practically an idiot.
Emmanuel, stop, you're exaggerating. If you were getting married in a few days, you would be just as nervous.
Yes, it can be. I don't know. I've never married and I'll never get married.
But enough about my marriage. Let's talk about you. Where are you going?
To study in peace, if that's not too much to ask. Away from you and the mess that's here.
Do you already know what your second oral subject will be?
No, the second exam subject is drawn the day before. Don't you remember?
I thought things had changed in the meantime. This test has been experimental for 27 years, precisely since 1969.
Interesting.
Which subject would you like?
I do not know. I only know what I don't want, physics. I hate it.
And I couldn't even help you, little brother, because I'll be on my honeymoon. I am sorry.
Try not to get diabetes.
But where are you moving to, if I may know?
Near the Eremo.
Ah, so not too far from here, luckily.
Just enough to keep you out of the way.
Coincidentally, right from Michelle's area. Are you back together?
Yes and no. We are good friends.
But pretend to believe it. So you live with her now?
No. She's on tour and won't be back for a month. The one I'm going to isn't her house. It's a large studio apartment belonging to one of her dance partners.
Given the area, it will be a bit expensive. How do you pay the rent?
I've put aside a little bit of money. That's enough for me for a month.
And then?
Then I don't know. In the meantime, I will have given the oral exam. I live day by day.
If you need money, tell me. I'll gladly give it to you.
Thanks. I don't need anything.
However, it is a fact that every time you're with Michelle, you become strange and unmanageable. That woman does not have a good effect on you. I hope you don't get the idea of getting engaged to her.
So big brother, listen carefully. First, she's already engaged.
With whom?
With a certain Roberto Mora.
Ah, the dancer.
Second, if I'm so strange, it's certainly not her fault. Third, that woman is doing more for me right now than all of you put together. She's the only one who realized how I was. Saucepan understood me, Teresa understands me, even if she pretends to treat me like shit. You, intelligent as you are, have never understood shit about me.
But what should we understand, Emmanuel? All I understand is that you want to be the center of attention like you always have been, and right now my wedding is stealing your show. Try to understand, it's not just you in the world.
That's enough, brother. The 10 minutes are up. I have nothing else to tell you.
You have nothing else to tell me in what sense?
Move, let me out. Don't try to stop me if you don't want to go to the altar with a blue eye. Because obviously you will get married in church, right? The two virgins.
What's the matter with you, Emmanuel? You have never been so aggressive.
Actually, yes. I have one thing to tell you. Everyone, go to hell.
Has your brain gone crazy?
Actually, no. I want to be more clear. Listen to me carefully. Fuck off, you, Dad, Mom, and that bitch Antonia.
But how dare you?
Say hello to them for me. I don't want to see them. I can't wait to be away from here and forget your faces.
Are you crazy?
Oh, maybe.
I hope at least you will come to my wedding.
I don't think so.
I would never forgive you, Emmanuel. I'm serious.
I'll get over it.
I would like you as my wedding witness.
Forget it.
But where are you going? Emmanuel!
Have a good life, brother.
Down the-